The next of the attributes, the traits in Kinyan Torah, is Shoel Umeshiv, asking and answering. So what are we referring to here? So let's start with the opening of this phrase, Shoel. A number of the Mefarshim, starting with the Tiferes Yisrael, the Medrash Shmuel, and the Maharal, all explain here that we're talking about, or we're highlighting, the importance of asking questions in the learning process. The Tiferes Yisrael says, Kirak al yidei she'elot v'tshuvot yitchakaku hadvarim b'lev ha'shomea. Only through the process of give and take, of question and answer, will issues be clarified. Or similarly, the Medrash Shmuel focuses on how important asking questions is. U'bezeh yavo liknot kinyan ha'torah, ki mitoch ha'kushiyot ha'chazakot yitlabnu v'yitbaru hadvarim. Through good, strong questions, through penetrating questions, that is how we will ultimately get to the clarity that is necessary. And the Maharal speaks in somewhat vague terms, but basically talks about how the importance to be choker ad hasof, to plumb the depths, to ask questions probingly and detailed, that is the key to learning. This, of course, harkens back to the famous Mishnah earlier in Perkei Avos, Perek Bet, Mishnah Hey, Ein habayshan lomeid. If you're embarrassed, you won't be able to learn. And the idea here seems to be, and the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Dalid, that students need to ask questions when they don't understand things, and a student shouldn't be too embarrassed to ask. The Magen Avos here, in his commentary to Perkei Avos, in Perek Bet here, points out that when it comes to learning, busha, which is usually a good thing to have a certain sense of shame, but when it comes to learning, humidara'a, it's actually something very terrible. Shim yomar im ashe'el davarze ye'aligu alai yishe'er b'sveikotav. Because if a person never asks questions, if they're constantly paralyzed by the thought that if I ask, people will make fun of me, then you'll never get clarity, you'll remain in absolute uncertainty and without clarity in your learning. The Magen Avos here and others point to a very important Gemara in Masechet Brachot, which explains darshaning a pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Lamed im Nevalta b'hisnasei b'mzamos yad lapet, which is a somewhat vague and difficult to translate pasuk. So the Gemara explains in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni that it means as follows. Call menavel atzmo. What does that mean to be menavel atzmo? So Rashi and Brachos explains. She shoel rabo kol sveikotav, ahol pi sheish behem shechaverim maligim alav. You're menavel, you denigrate yourself, you're willing to embarrass yourself, you're willing to ask questions, even if your fellow classmates, other people in the shir, make fun of you. If that's the case, if you're willing to do that for divrei Torah, sofoli hisnase. In the end, you will be, you know, exalted, you'll be on high because you'll learn. However, the pasuk concludes, v'im zamos yad lapeh. What does that mean? Rashi says, shesatamta picha milishol. So to speak, you put your hand on your mouth. You stop yourself from asking because you're worried that people will embarrass you. Then, as a result, yad lapeh. In the end, Rashi explains, sofcha shetiten yad lapeh kesh yishucha v'lo teda lahashiv. Well, if you don't ask questions when you're younger, when you're a student, then later when you're older and people ask you questions, you will similarly have to once again cover your mouth, so to speak, because you will have nothing to say, because you will not have learned and you will not be learned. So a very important and powerful Gemara making this point that the key to learning is not being embarrassed to ask questions, and that way of Q&A, of probing questions, is really the key and vital way to learn. It is also worth noting that questions are not only good for the student. Questions can also sharpen the knowledge and the ability and the clarity of the Rebbe. We saw this earlier in Parakinyan Torah, and of course this is the same famous idea that Chazal say, Mitalmidai Yosra Mikulam, a person can learn the most from his students, from the need to explain things to students, to answer questions from students. And that's what the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Hey, that questions can sharpen the Rebbe. And I think we may have noted in a previous year, but it bears repeating in light of this Midah focusing on the benefit of questions, the incredible, incredible Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, which explains the story about the great, incredible friendship in Harusha Shaft, the partnership in learning that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had, and how when Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan was so despondent that he couldn't go on, and the other Chachamim said, we need to give him a new Chavrusa, and they gave him, I think it was Rabbi Elazar ben Pedasa, if I remember correctly, and they gave him someone who was a Bucky, who knew everything, and every time that Rabbi Yochanan would say a Psak, he would then come and give 24 proofs for all of the things that Rabbi Yochanan had said. He kept on showing, he was using his tremendous knowledge, his tremendous bekiyas to confirm what Rabbi Yochanan had said. And Rabbi Yochanan got very upset, and he cried out to him, Bar Lakisha, Bar Lakisha, you think you're Reish Lakish, where are you, Reish Lakish, I need you. Because when it came to him, Ki hav amina milsa hav amakshili estrin varba kushyasa. Instead of giving me proofs, on the contrary, every time I would say something, he would ask 24 questions on what I said. But as a result of his questions, umefarkina le estrin varba pruke. But I would come back and answer him 24 times. And the net result of this question and answer, this probing and give intellectual back and forth, is, says the Gemara, umemela Rav Chashmaitza, and as a result, the Torah got enhanced, the Torah expanded, the Torah grew. The way to increase Torah knowledge in the world writ large, or for you, for a person, is through questions, not just confirmation bias, but true questions. And this was what Reish Lakish had provided to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara ends on a very depressing note, that Rabbi Yochanan was so depressed that there would be nobody like Reish Lakish to ask him any more questions, that he actually cried himself to death. And the Chachamim really asked for mercy for him, that he should die. So, an incredibly powerful and striking example in this Gemara of just how vital questions are, not only for the person who asks the questions, but for that Rebbe or that older student who is the one being asked. A second interpretation that is also offered here in this light is that the Shoel Umeshiv refers to an individual person, not that one person asks and another person answers, but rather how a person has the ability to answer. Someone can ask him and he can answer without hesitation. One sees this perhaps in the Avos Rabbi Nosson in Perek Mem Aleph, which says that there are shalosh midos b'talmid chacham. There are three levels of a talmid chacham, and the highest level is shoel umeshiv chacham. Someone who asks and can answer, who can ask and answer all the questions that he is asked, that is truly a chacham. And those who ask but don't answer are lower than that, and those who don't do either, of course, are lower than them. This calls to mind the well-known statement of Chazal in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aban Aleph, Vishinantem, which in this version, this Gemara, is referred to as, or as alludes to, says the Gemara, Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudadin Beficha. It should be sharp, it should be easy to come out. If someone asks you a question, Al Tadam Game Vitomer Lo El Amor Lo Miyad, that a person should be able to answer right away. Vishnantam Lumanacha means that you know the Torah so well that when a person asks you a question, not only can you answer it, but you can answer right away. And similarly, the Tana de Be'el Yahu in Parsha Zion says, Ashri Adam Sheshbo Devei Torah Ushmurin Biyado, praise to the person who has Torah, who really knows it. V'yodeya lahashiv behen teshuva b'mekoman. He knows how to answer things, so to speak, on the spot. The Chasam Sofer, in his Hakdama to his Tshuvas, known as the Petuchei Chosam, points out that this is a two-step process. That in a person's private individual learning, in the Beis Medrash or in your house, then he says, go slowly, don't rush conclusions, and wait till things are totally clear. But says the Chasam Sofer, once you've learned in a very deliberate and slow way, then place that idea in your head in a way that can be easily accessed and you can answer without hesitation. So this is a second interpretation. Shoel Umeshiv, a person knows how to answer right away without hesitation. And yet, a flip side to this is that Rashi here, in Kinyan Torah, in Perek Vav, Rashi says, Meshiv is a shoel tchila kidei shiashov tshuva huvuna, which sounds like he's saying, don't answer too quickly, don't interrupt the questioner, wait till he finishes asking so that you can properly consider your answer and give the correct answer. So on the one hand, don't interrupt, don't jump to conclusions, don't answer too quickly. On the other hand, once you've heard the question, deliberate and be able to answer without too much hesitation. That's a sign of a true master in Talmud Chacham. a third interpretation, or at least a variation on the idea of what type of questions are necessary, shoel. So the Medrash Shmuel here points out that another interpretation or another dimension is not only the importance of asking questions, but knowing what questions to ask. It may be true that there's no such thing as a bad question, ain't a baishan lo maid, but says the Medrash Shmuel, gam efshar sharamaz, that this could also be referring to the fact that there are certain things, yesh yinanim rabim, she'en ro'uy la'adam l'harbot she'elotav, that one person shouldn't ask questions about things which are completely irrelevant to the task at hand, or at least one shouldn't over-ask. That the amount of questions you ask should be in proportion, kifi ichud ha'inyan, should be in proportion to how relevant or how important and how practical the matter is at hand. A very intriguing idea that a person should consider. A different interpretation, another interpretation, which is quoted by a number of Mefarshim here, highlights the fact that some of the Mefarshim have a slightly different girsa here. Instead of just shoelu meshiv, so others, borrowing from the phrases earlier in Perkei Avos, speak about this being shoel k'inyan umeshiv kahalacha. What does that mean to be shoel k'inyan? Not just to ask questions, the importance of questions, but shoel k'inyan. So the Medrash Shmuel says, you should ask things that you are learning about, that the person who you're teaching, ask him questions about what he's learning, what he's teaching. But don't ask extraneous things or off-the-topic type things which just confuse you and your teacher. Shoel k'inyan, says the Medrash Shmuel, kimishu b'inyan echad v'shoel b'inyan acher. You're learning one thing, but then you ask about a completely different thing. Then you confuse yourself about both things. You end up with nothing. Instead of having two things, you have none. Whatever you're learning, whatever you're being taught, that's what you should teach. That's what you should ask about, but not other things. The Tiferes Yisrael here in Sifkot and Kofches says the same thing. Shoel kenyan v'lo yaflig b'dvarim acherim b'hatzot rechavot k'ilaharot utzem chachmoso. Sometimes people are just, you know, this ADD, if you will, to ask questions about things that are irrelevant. But sometimes people try to bring in things out of left field to impress you with their knowledge. So that says the Tiferes Yisrael is what's being alluded here. Shoel kinyan, stay on the point. And so too, he says, that's the flip side, meshiv kalacha. Also true when the person gives the answer. Answer what he asked. Don't start bringing in other things. Don't start confusing him with all sorts of irrelevant things so you can then show how smart you are when you explain everything to him. Rather, ask to the point and answer on topic. The Lechem Shemayim Rav Yaakov Emden as well says when you're asking permanent questions, you should ask pertinent questions, and Kal Vachomer, you shouldn't ask mischievous questions or questions which are really just meant to stump people. And the Lechem Shemayim and others quote the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in which Rabbi Chiya told Rav about Rebbe, that when you're asking him something, ki kai Rebbe b'hai mesechta, if Rebbe is learning one mesechta, lo teshayle b'mesechta achriti, dilmalav adayte. Don't ask him about a completely different mesechet, because maybe he's not holding in it at the moment, and you might embarrass him. So this is what the Gemara says about Rebbe. So Yaakov Emden makes the obvious diuk, in Rebbe kach, if this is how much we have to be careful when we're asking Rebbe a question, so our new call to our cool inside and out, anan, yasme di yasme manana basrei. Our generation, our people who are, you know, orphan, sheba orphan in our knowledge compared to Rebbe, all the more so. Rabbi Lau, here in the Echel Yisrael, points out not only should you ask on the topic, not only should the teacher answer on topic and not with extraneous or other things, but also that when you are realizing how to ask, and especially when you're realizing how to answer a question, it's not just staying on point in terms of the content, but you also relate to the personality of the questioner. That can also impact how you answer the question. Shoel b'inyan and meshiv k'halacha, take everything into account and give the most focused and direct answer that you can. A number of the Mefarshim also call our attention to the fact that this nusach, which again some of the Mefarshim here have in Perek Vav, is actually explicitly listed in Perek Avos, earlier Perek Hei, Mishnah Zayin, where there are seven midos found in a chacham. And one of them, if not the first one, is Shoel K'inyan Umeshiv K'alacha, exactly this phrase. And if you take a look there at the Bar Tanura, at Rashi, at the Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos, They all, with some nuances, but all more or less make the point that we've been making, that students should ask questions that are relevant and directly related to the material, and then this should elicit answers from a teacher which are pertinent and on point. Finally, just to mention a last point, which is that the Yaivitz, the Chassid Yaivitz, introducing this Midah Shalom Eshiv and taking us till the end of our series, until the 48th Midah, he says that these last Midos are really somewhat strange, because all of them, starting with this, seem to be very fundamental and basic, and seem to be the kind of things that are not for people who already have a Kinyan Torah or are looking to preserve it or enhance it. They look to be the kind of things that should be, you know, elemental to the basics of your learning, and really should have been maybe mentioned in this Brisa, but in much earlier stage. Somebody who's already at the stage on the 42nd Midah, an Adam HaShalem virtually, you would think they're way past just knowing that it's important to ask questions or to ask questions to the point. So to answer this question, says the Yaivitz something amazing. It says, Bolo Horos, this is coming to teach us. Shelo yachshav mishin is ater be'elu hamailos shekvar hisig malas haTorah v'chachma. Don't think that you're already at number 42, you're already on such a high level that these other more basic things are beneath you and irrelevant. You should realize that some of these more basic points, they don't have an expiration date. They never are irrelevant. They're always relevant. Adraba, ata, yakir chisrono, shlohaya makir arata. On the contrary, the more you learn, the higher level you get, paradoxically, the more you are aware of your own deficiencies. Ukiilu zehu tchilas limudo. And therefore, as if to say, the more you learn, the more you realize how you're really at the beginning. So these very basic midos are now introduced and to some extent reiterated at the end of the series as a highlight that no matter how far you've advanced, you never get past some of these most basics. You always have to be reinvesting and recommitting to the most basic midos if you're going to acquire and then maintain a true and lasting Kinyan Torah.